This is satire.
What are you doing here?
I'm your best friend back in town again.
Go away, you big bully.
Do not bring these sounds to your loved ones.
They will do you more harm than good. I will now show you how you can avoid
sound effects, mixes, and other creative sounds and beats.
Okay, let's go.
Breathe in that fresh theme music.
But that's only the start.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
Bill Clinton's penis.
Hello, this is Hillary Clinton.
Saying, that's small enough.
Grover looked at Bill's
little dick.
The teeny, tiny, eeny, weeny, smallest little
cock.
It was a little cock.
Well, yes, yes, of course, but...
You never know till you try, said Bill.
Well, never mind that now, Billy.
Before you go to sleep.
You better make sure that you've got your finger.
Shut right up, your wincing asshole.
Using the most obscene language possible while he masturbates.
And then...
You gotta go to bed, go to sleep.
Wake up, jack off again. Yeah. I panic over every little scary noise, see?
Listen to the phantom-like effects possible through the Veritone Octomatic. The Veritone will make you your own sound engineer. It will place at your fingertips a whole new world of sound.
They keep me blowing out.
Yo, I gotta tell my friends about this, yo. This is crazy.
And now, here's Arnold Palmer to tell you about...
The boy and his father, his mother, and a pet monkey...
...named Joseph Smith,
who liked nothing better... than to eat.
Babies and cutting faces off of them.
Oh, you wicked, wicked monkey!
Yes, I would like to fuck that monkey.
Yes, you can, with moderation.
Let go of the monkey!
Oh, look over there! Here's one! Let's grab it!
Make a fist with one hand and grab satanic paraphernalia.
That's one thing that is so wonderful about being a Christian.
The destruction of Christianity could be accomplished.
I do hope so.
But if you know Jesus, you can boldly say,
I really want death. Occultic symbols, the upside-down cross.
And some coloring books.
Finally, he's given me the Prevent toothbrush.
Covered with mud.
Yeah, thank God.
When your thumb goes here, Prevent is automatically positioned to remove
your clothes.
Can you wear clothes anymore?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Most Americans prefer
to be handcuffed and covered in human feces.
Yes, I do.
And he knows I do, too.
I know you do, Pappy.
You know you want to do it, too.
Let's use cotton gauze.
Baby wipes.
Lubricating oil.
The diamond drill bit.
Some pizza sauce.
And I have these special boots.
The extreme spiked heel and the tight boot.
What are you fellas doing here with that equipment?
We're going to have a good time.
Through what Grandpa Jim calls his story tunes, which are songs that he writes about the great stories of the Bible.
Some of them are sexually oriented.
And then for the children to capture their imagination through
big black dildos.
And the use of these devices is essential for competing sexually.
Children with their parents and grandparents all together.
Rampant incest.
These are some of the pictures. I have the whole case study on it.
What children need from us?
Full, complete sexual pleasure.
And you always do what your mommy and daddy tell you to.
Even if you have been exposed to excessive
criminal sexual activity,
you may eat and drink a thick, colorless liquid called semen.
I've had enough of this.
I have an excellent idea. Let's change the subject.
But first, I'd like to ask you homeowners a question.
How many decades will your husband say his mother has lived?
1,991.
That is correct.
Is she dead?
No, she is not dead.
Let me take care of that for you.
And she died.
Well, as you can plainly see, Johnny Mathis
certainly isn't being considerate of his mother.
Her mother was killed.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I really don't.
Well, children loved it.
According to statistics, they'd be better off if they didn't.
But now, there's a better way.
This project involves a plan to replace
your parents
with that big robot over there, the one with the almost human arms, legs, and head.
Are you ready?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
No, I will kill you.
Before you do it,
I got a shit on you.
Watch the mark.
You win.
They poop on the robot?
Yes, they still do. And lately, they've been making a ton.
Tons of that shit. Tons of that crap.
Wow.
Wow. How come my dreams are never this cool?
Because I really have a zany sense of humor.
No, you don't!
He fell dead.
And here's a funny thought.
This better be a good one, Grandpa.
It looked like a big penis was cutting my hair.
So I pulled my cock out and let it rock out.
With a baked potato.
Well, that's the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
No, we don't.
And that is all.